Express TV's news in brief. Stock markets in Europe and Asia have tumbled amid concerns over Europe's debt crisis. Major indices from Germany and Britain to Hong Kong and South Korea all fell more than 1%. Meanwhile, a G20 summit in France is about to discuss Greece's possible exit from the Eurozone. U.S. police in Tulsa, Oklahoma have arrested several anti-Wall Street protesters. They were among demonstrators camped out at a park for nearly a week. Earlier in Oakland, California, thousands of protesters took to the streets and forced a major port in the country to shut down. Australian police have clashed with Occupy protesters rallying against corporatism and their country's financial system. The protesters that gathered in a park in the centre of the city of Brisbane. Police moved in to close the area and disperse the crowd. About a dozen people were arrested. A NATO logistics base in Afghanistan has come under attack. At least seven people were killed and several others injured. A bomb was detonated near the base located in the province of Herat. Soon after, gunmen stormed the compound and exchanged shots with the security forces. The Taliban have claimed responsibility. At least eight people have been killed in several explosions in the southern Iraqi city of Basra. Dozens of others were wounded by the blast, which took place outside three downtown cafes. Bombings and attacks remain a daily occurrence in Iraq, more than 8 years after the U.S.-led invasion. In the U.S., a jury has found former Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout guilty of terrorism-related charges. He was convicted of agreeing to sell arms to people he thought were Colombian militants. Bout was arrested in Bangkok in 2008 and extradited to the U.S. to face terrorism-related charges. The Colombian foreign minister has met with his Portuguese counterpart in the Colombian capital, Bogotá. The two sides signed a series of bilateral accords. They also discussed cooperation in issues of security and culture. Both countries expressed optimism for a bright future together. And the International Criminal Court's prosecutor says he will examine alleged war crimes committed by NATO and revolutionaries in Libya. He told the UN Security Council he's investigating allegations of sexual violence during the war. He added that his office is pursuing former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam.